So I've went to see you wrestle twice, and twice you've been in a rumble, and then the first time I think Matthew Brooks was injured, so you just ended up doing the raffle or something.
So you've never actually seen me wrestle live?
I've never actually seen you wrestle live.
Glorious! Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward!
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Drill. How are you doing, Stephen and Drill?
Well, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm a bit full. I went to the new All You Can Eat Chinese in Liverpool today. So, a bit full, but I'm alright. So.
You drink plenty of water?
Oh, they had one of them glasses. You can just keep going refilling. So I just had far too much Coke and 7-Up. Yeah, so Drill's joined us today to discuss his upcoming show, This Is Wrestling, Press Start, which is held on the 10th of March at the Upholland Labour Club in Skirmersdale. So before we get into This Is Wrestling, just wanted to know about how you got into wrestling. So how long have you been a fan?
How long have I been a fan?
Yeah.
Probably since I was about 7 years old.
Wow.
First ever time I seen wrestling was... Mum used to take me around town when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was close to my birthday or something. And I seen this wrestling VHS.
Alright.
WrestleMania 17. And that was the first ever time I actually ever watched wrestling. And then what did it for me was when it was the Rock versus Steve Austin.
Yeah.
For the title. And then from watching that, I was hooked. I didn't have Telly West or whatever, Nat West, whatever it was bloody called back then. So I used to have got to Neighbour, and Neighbour used to record Raw for me.
Alright, okay.
So on the Monday night, I give her a tape, she record it, and then I get back on Tuesday and watch it, and that's how we used to watch it.
Alright, so who was your favourite wrestler growing up?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he who you tried to mould your style around when you're training, or?
Well, when I first started training, I was a skinny kid.
Yeah.
So, but I used to think I was Stone Cold and Brock Lesnar. But it never ended up turning out that way. But being like the bad guy at Wrestle Island, I'm trying to copy. Well, I wouldn't say copy, but trying to be similar to that Stone Cold Steve Austin. But I've been nothing like that.
So, what prompted you to put on the tights and get in the ring in the first place?
Person, so I've always done sports from a really young age. I've always played football, tried rugby, judo. I did boxing from the age of 14 till about 17, 18. I just got bored of it.
Yeah.
Got bored of getting punched in the face. I wasn't bad at it.
No.
Never lost a fight, so, you know. But I just got bored of couldn't doing it anymore. And then I used to watch TNA. I was really into TNA at the time. Because I stopped watching WWE. My mate got me tickets to go and watch TNA in, I think it was in Manchester. And Team 3D were on, Kurt Angle, Matt, what was his name? Is it Matt Morgan? No, that's Matt Morgan from BWP, isn't it? Something Morgan, can't remember his first name.
Matt?
He was on.
Matt Morgan.
Matt Morgan, yeah, that's the one. He was on it as well, and I was watching it. And what did it for me was, at the end, Dixie Carter came round to the ring, and she had high heel shoes on, and she stood in the ring, and her heels literally disappeared as she stood in the ring. And I turned to my mate and I said, "That ring doesn't look too, does it?" He said, "What do you mean about looking at her heels?" I said, "They've disappeared." I said, "I bet it's like a trampoline, that." So I thought, you know what? I'll give this a go, because it was a toss up between either trying my hand at professional wrestling or going into cage fighting.
Alright, okay.
So I searched it on Google, my closest wrestling school, and I couldn't really find anything. So I tried, and then eventually I found GPW, which also run near me, but I didn't even know. And I've lived in Wigan all my life, but I didn't know about it. So I just sent Johnny Brannigan a message. I was like, I'm interested in coming down and looking at your school. You know, all the crap, you know, I'm in front of it, blah, blah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Can I come down? He's like, yeah, come down when you're ready. I said, I'll come down in 3 weeks, because I just passed my driving test. Mm-hmm. At the time as well, so I was a bit, wasn't as confident as driving a motorway or whatever. So I said, I'll come down in 3 weeks, I've just passed my driving test, like, I just want to get used to driving. He's like, yeah, no problem. So I went down, he's like, what, show me riding now, and he's like, what do you think? I'm like, yeah, I want to try it. He goes, if you come down next week, you can start. So I did.
Correct.
And it was nothing like what I seen at TNA. And I was in pain for about 2 months. Felt like a constant whiplash.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like anything, I always give something 2-3 months before I decide whether I like it or not, because you can't judge something, you know, within the first week or two.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's 1 AM, so obviously it's something you try, you're not going to get it. Obviously, it's going to be sore, this, that, and whatever. So it's like repetition is the best way to do it, and then eventually it's like you won't get those bumps and aches as much as you used to. So like I said, I did it for a couple of months, and I just stopped being in pain. I was like, it's all right, I'll stick with it, and I've stuck with it for training and wrestling for about 6 years. No, 7-8 years.
Yeah, my co-host on the show lasted one training session. He said it hurt too much.
Some people got it, some people haven't, you know what I mean? It's like, you go and try it, and you're like, nah, it's not for me, this.
Yeah.
Because it hurts. It does hurt, but like I said, give it a couple of weeks, try and get over that pain, it does get easier, but not a lot of people do it, so each to their own end of day, innit?
Yeah, so where did the nickname Bevyweight come from?
To be honest, I don't really know. I was like, I was at BWP, and I was in a faction called the League of Violence.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was turning on the leader called Danzig, me and Troy. So we was becoming face, and they didn't really have much for me at the time. And Phil Woodvine was working there, who is the owner of Pro Wrestling for You, the promoter of Pro Wrestling for You as well.
Mm.
And he's like, because I have a very northern broad accent, Phil kept going to me for months and months, going, oh, I'd love to boot you on my show, but we don't have nothing for you at the moment. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I love your accent, and you're very northern, we need to do something that's a northern gimmick for you. I'm like, oh, I don't know about it. Because I was used to playing the bad guy.
Yeah.
And that's what, since I've been in the business, I was just a bad guy constantly. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about this. And even Steve Saxon was a bit stumped to what to do with me. So I got booked on Pro Wrestling for You in, I think it was September, October, something like that. I think it was like the second to last show of the year. And he's like, just try it. Come out with a flat cap. Come out with a jacket, a bubble jacket, a firmer jacket on, whatever. Just feel it. I'm like, all right then. He's like, could be similar to that, Pete Dunne. He's like the bruiserweight, we could call you like. He's like, what the Northerners like to do? I'm like, I don't know, drink beer, eat pies, something like that. He's like, what did you do around your town? I'm like, drink beer and eat pies. He's like, you've got it, we'll call you the Bevyweight. I'm like, what does the Bevyweight mean? He's like, don't worry about that, we'll figure that out later. I'm like, right, okay then. I said, just associate it with drinking, you love drinking beer and you love women and pies and stuff. I'm like, right, okay then. So we tried it, and it was really uncomfortable at first, but then it's like, Phil's like, just keep going with it. So I just kept going with the Bevyweight thing, and it just stuck, and I don't think people actually know what it actually means,
no.
But it's just something fun to cheer, isn't it?
Yeah, so what's been your favourite match so far in your 6 years?
Wrestling Sonny Durson.
Oh, right, yeah.
I've had 3 matches with Sonny Durson, and every single match I've got something out of it, and it brings the, no disrespect to anyone else, but I feel with Sonny, he brings the best out of me.
Yeah.
I'd probably say the best match I had with him was probably the one in Liverpool, was it Scousedale? I think that's what it's called. with BWP last year, beginning of last year. Probably the best match I feel I had. And also the one with T-Bone I had last year.
Yeah.
Beginning of this year. I had a match with T-Bone. I was really happy with that. Everything just seemed to click.
Yeah, I like T-Bone. So.
Yeah, it was a good match. I lost. But in fact, I lost both of them. But it was a good match. Very editing.
Yeah.
That was at Mr. Catch Wrestling as well. Hopefully, when he pulls his finger out his ass, he'll have my match on land.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be like that, but yeah.
Right, so you're a member of the tag team Bad Lads. Can you tell us a bit of history about the team and where did you meet Mickey?
That's a funny story in itself. What happened with that was, I just had a year and a half off from wrestling.
Yeah.
Because of personal problems, I like lost my job and this that and whatever, and lost my car. So obviously I couldn't get it down. And then eventually I got myself right again, got a job, got a new car and that. And I just sent a message, well, I'm coming back down, I'm ready to start training again. He's like, yeah, no problem, do it. So I came down and everyone knew who it was apart from Mickey Burns. He's like, oh, who's this guy? Blah, blah. I was like, oh, he used to be a year ago, blah, but I explained to him, he's like, oh, alright. And then one training session was like, we was just doing a segment, you know, just practicing promos or whatever.
Yeah.
We was just messing about and that. And it was like, there was this lad called Bobby Cash. He was like a pretend champion and we was like his goons. And we was just taking a mic and I was like, we need to give ourselves a name. He's like, why am I? Just to add something to this story. I was like, all right, we're going to call ourselves, we're just going through whatever. And you know what? Let's just take the mic and call ourselves the Bad Lads. And he burst out laughing. He went, why? I went, because we're bullies. Let's just do it. We wasn't even planning to be a tag team at the time.
No.
But so we just got stuck together. And I was like, let's call ourselves the Bad Lads. Fuck my crack of it. And that's basically how it came. And Johnny burst out laughing. He says he likes it. Because at the time, they didn't have a lot of tag teams. Genuine tag teams in GPW. He said, I like it. I want you to work on it. He just found it hilarious. And we just went with it, and it is what it is today.
Do you find that in different parts of the country, with you being so northern, maybe in the southern, you have to be extra heel, but then up north, you sometimes have to work a face style, or is it heel all the time?
Well, I've only wrestled down south once.
Oh, right.
And that was in a dirt match, and they made me face. I was like, oh, well, because I've heard stories when I first started wrestling that apparently when they beat Northerners, they make them heel and they treat them like crap and this, that and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then was the stories I was told. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this or not. But he said, oh, you're going to be face, it'll be all right. So I was like, all right then, give it a go. Went out, did whatever, and was actually applauding me and I was talking all Melbourne and stuff. Just taking a bit of the mickey out, but they got me army and stuff. So, yeah, I don't think I got any heat off that or anything. They just found it a bit funny because I sounded different.
Yeah.
obviously up here, they just love me.
Yeah, and have you won any titles as part of the Bad Lads?
We won the GPW Tag Team Title Trophy.
Yeah.
And then we got beat on Infinite Promotions. And we won the Infinite Promotions Tag Titles there. And then late last year, we won the GPW Tag Team Trophy again, so we won it twice, and that's it. We never actually lost the Infinite Tag Titles, because at the time, beginning of last year, Mickey broke his leg in a match.
Ooh, ow.
And I was due to go on Infinite Promotions at this festival, but ended up being ill all week, and I wasn't well enough to go and wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
So Dean McManus and Sam Bailey defended him and lost him to Ringo Wright and Rob. What's his name? Forgot his name. Do you have a scouts lad?
Robbie Brookside.
No, his mate. The other one. I can't believe I forgot his name. He's gonna beat me up now.
Robbie X. No,
Frankie Sloan.
Frankie Sloan's, yeah.
Yeah, Frankie Sloan and Ringo Wright won the tag titles off Sam Bailey and Dean McManus. So technically, didn't lose him. In my eyes,
no.
So we're still the champions. Promotions, even though the other one like two shows here, and so I'm a bit disappointed we lost them that way. But yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, so I've asked the Wrestle Island fan groups to send some questions in. So some are more serious than others. So
I've seen some of the questions.
Yeah.
So I just shot my head. Typical of them.
David Evans asks, what's your favourite pie?
Don't like pies, actually.
You don't like pies, and you're from Wigan?
No. I prefer pasta. I like cheese and onion pasta.
Oh, I like cheese and onion pasta. So. Right, Graham Fisher asks, who's your wrestling inspiration? But we've already asked that.
Anthony Graham.
I've lost my mutter now. Lewis Orr asks, what's your opinion on Roman Reigns?
What?
Lewis Law Orr asks, what is your opinion on Roman Reigns?
I don't watch WWE anymore, so...
No.
Sorry.
Right, Graham Williams asks, if you had a choice between WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor and Impact, who would you work for?
NXT.
NXT. Yeah. It's the best show.
It's like WWE used to be in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm.
That's probably because Triple H runs it and is in charge of creativity. So it's probably, that's why it's probably more old, looks a bit more, feels a bit more old schoolish.
Mm.
So that's probably why I will choose NXT.
Yeah, you recently took over 205 Live, and you can just tell the last 3 weeks it's just gone from crap to really good the last couple of weeks. It's actually worth watching now. So I'm really looking forward to when he eventually takes over the WWE.
Yeah, I'll probably start watching it again.
Wayne Lang asks Greg Sayers or Pound Bakery.
Pound Bakery.
Yeah, I like the Pound Bakery as well. Matthew Barnett, did you prefer WWF or WCW as a kid?
WWF. I didn't really watch much of WCW. I used to watch it, but you used to go on Friday. Was it Friday nights?
On TNT, wasn't it?
Channel 5. I used to watch it then, but I used to think, what's this crap? It's not WWE. I only watched it every night, do you?
Yeah.
But, WWF.
I've only gone back and watched WCW. I never watched it at the time.
Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people have done, though.
Debbie Pritchard asks, which one wrestler stands out to you? And
yeah. Which one wrestler stands out to me?
Yeah.
What?
Doesn't say. Who stands out to you in British wrestling, should we go with that?
Matthew Brooks.
Yeah.
And Big Joe.
Oh, that was the first time I saw Big Joe last Sunday, and I found him hilarious. In the Rumble.
I'm actually at TBW. Big Joe's actually in the tag team with me.
Yeah.
He's the tag champion as well.
Alright, so.
So there's three of us. Joe came through training with me, so I have a soft spot for him. I always get him beacons as well. I take him wherever I go.
Cool.
But yeah, Matthew Brooks and Big Joe at this moment in time. And Philip, in fact, Philip Michaels as well. Because he's really, really good. I think, and just add Son of Durst, there's too many. He's got a cusp of guys now.
Yeah.
Who are just waiting to be put on the next level of where like Joey Hayes is, Martin Kirby, Aldegar, and all them. You're just waiting for the guys like Philip Michaels and Son of Durst and them, and the guys just bubbling below now, waiting for their turn. I think they'll be the guys that'll be the next generation who everybody will look up to.
Yo, everybody in the UK, it's your boy, Shook D. I'm coming at you live in living color, surround sound, letting you know that there hasn't been this much mayhem since the Boston Tea Party. And I'm just letting you know that you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
All right, so we're coming to, so you have a huge show coming up. This is Wrestling's Press Start, which is, again, held on the 10th of March. The Up Holland Labour Club, Scabersdale. It's headlined by Jack Sexsmith and Kid Saban.
Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing match.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I've done well with that.
I'm jealous I can't get there.
Yeah.
So just in general, what do you hoping fans should expect from this is wrestling show?
Well, the vision I have for this wrestling is to bring, like I was saying earlier, to bring the talent that are just below breaking through, to put them on a bigger stage and give the guys that are not really getting an opportunity elsewhere, who I believe need to be pushed to that next level. That's what I'm trying to do with This Is Wrestling, and I like to think I've achieved it on the first card. If not on the first card, definitely on the second card we have for our second show. But that's what I'm trying to achieve at this moment in time, is trying to give the guys that push and give them the opportunity to not really been able to have other promotions yet.
So what's the vision? To try and do 2 or 3 shows a year, or you kind of make it quarterly, bi-monthly?
My plan is to do 4 shows this year. That's my plan. But I'm just going to take it one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I've booked 2. I've got the 2 shows booked. So I'm going to see how it is after that and then decide whether I'm going to do 2 more. My plan is to do them every 3 months. So the next one is in, hold on, let me check before. I'm pretty sure the next one after this one I have booked is in, give me a sec, the 16th of June is the second one. And then I'm planning on probably doing one either in end of August, beginning of September. And then probably one in November.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just want to see how these 2 go first. And then I'm going to take from there. I don't want to get ahead of myself at this moment in time. So I'm just trying to keep it low down instead of thinking too far ahead at this moment in time. But hopefully it's in an area that not a lot goes on. So hopefully I'll be blessed and get a consistent good crowd. But you never know.
Well, if you put on cards like this, I think you will do. So you're facing Fraser Thomas, who became quite famous on the indie scene for losing a shit ton of weight recently. I think he lost like 15 or 16 stone.
So I think he only lost, what was it, 7 stone?
Oh, right. Okay.
6, 7 stone, something like that. But I didn't know about this until somebody told me about it. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. And then I seen a picture of him on... As I have him on Facebook as a friend.
Yeah.
I seen a picture of him saying then and now, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, he looks amazing, though.
Does he even look like the same person?
So what are you hoping to get out of this match?
He's what, sorry?
I don't know much about Fraser Thomas apart from the weight loss. What type of wrestler is he?
I have no idea, unfortunately. I booked him on a recommendation.
Yeah.
Of Jack Sexsmith.
All right, yeah.
So, if Jack Sexsmith, you can't knock Jack Sexsmith's words for what he's done in the business at this moment in time. So, if Jack Sexsmith says he's good, then I'm going to book him. As well, he lives with him and he drives, and so I thought, you know what, I might as well stick him on the show if he's driving, because Jack Sexsmith doesn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of getting him down on a train and spending however much it is on a train ticket, I thought it would be easier to book his friend on as well, who drives. So, there's a lesson for you. If you're driving, you're in the wrestling business, you get booked more.
Yeah.
you get more opportunities.
So, are you going to come up with a match on the fly, or is it going to be, hopefully, have a couple of hours together beforehand? Or?
Well, normally all the guys arrive at 2 hours, depending on who it is. Some arrive 3 hours before the show starts. But normally the guys arrive like an hour or two before the show starts, and then, just have a little chat about what we think we should do in the match. Put a few pieces in there, and then we just fill in the gaps in the ring.
Yeah.
We just feel it. Cause sometimes at night, not sometimes. Most time, you plan stuff and it doesn't always go to plan.
Yeah.
But it's like you just feel what the crowd's into, and that's how 9 out of 10 times the match is done now.
Right. Cool. So you've also got the babyface Pitbull versus Damon Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damon Lee is another person I've not really don't know much about.
You've never seen Damon Lee?
No.
He's been around for 15 years.
Oh.
He originally started at GPW, but I don't know him properly, but I know him well enough. But he's because of his job, what he does now. He's restricted his bookings to just a few promotions.
Mm-hmm.
It was that he came up with the likes of El Ligero, Bubblegum, who else was it as well? And a few other guys I can't remember off the top of my head. But he came through with that lot when Grand Pro Wrestling was like one of the best promotions in the Northwest.
But he
mainly wrestles for GPW in Future Shock, and I think he does that the odd one or two shows elsewhere. Denim and main shows he does now.
That's amazing that you actually got him then.
Well, I'm good friends with Damon, so he said he'll do it as a favour for me, which I appreciate.
Yeah, and I've seen the babyface Pitbull have two matches. He's a bit of a bruiser, but he's quite technically good. Bit of a mouth on him, so should be a good match.
Yeah, there's two different styles. You got the submission suplex machine and Damon Lee, who's technically an all rounder. I think he's 6'2". That Pitbull's only like what about
5'7", 10'9",
something like that. So there's certainly a height difference there. But I've seen Pitbull's German suplex Rob Terrio or his head.
Yeah.
So I don't think DDL will be a problem for him, Damon Lee.
Yeah, cool, then you've got
it should be a good match.
You got a triple threat match, you've got Big Joe versus the Sheik versus Joey Vegas. Three completely different personalities in this match.
So you got to blame everything in that match. You've got Big Joe, obviously, powerhouse, or he likes to think. And then not a lot is known about the Sheik, but he's a hard hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you got Joey Vega. He's one of the other guys as well. He got injured a couple of years ago. He's been out for a while. He slowly came back last year, and he's one of the other guys as well who'll probably be in the next couple of years bursting out and being everywhere as well. He's really, really good. I've been in the ring with him once at like an 8-man. But yeah, he's really good. He'll bring something different to all what the other guys bring. He has a bit of a hybrid repertoire. Is that the right word to use?
Yeah.
Hybrid style. That's it. Hybrid style. So it should be exciting. Should be an exciting match.
Then you've got Philip Michaels versus Sandy Breach.
This is probably on par with the main event that I have. This is one of the matches I'm looking forward to see myself. They're both really, really good. Sandy Beach, he's been trained at WrestlePro and GPW, but he's like Bubblegum's prodigy. We all know about Bubblegum, he's really, really good. So, exciting things from Sandy Beach, looking forward to it. Same as Philip Michaels, PCW. Wrestle a lot of really good people, so I expect some high flying moves and fast paced match.
Yeah, so links to tickets and info about the events will be in the description below this interview. So a couple more questions. So if you could change anything about the indie scene in Britain, what would you change?
What would I change?
Yeah.
That some people are selfish in the business. And I don't understand why people just want to keep stuff to themselves and not share it, because it only benefits everybody else. Just share with people, open, evolve with the business, instead of just being stuck in your own, we could have scored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-0.
lads. There's too much politics in wrestling and it's annoying. Just let's have fun.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so what advice would you give to others thinking of starting their own business? Like, their own promotion?
I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. Obviously, I'm brand new at doing this. I'm not really the right guy to give advice on this. But what I can say is, if you're going to do a promotion, at least be around the business long enough so you know the ins and outs of it.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know people in the business. Don't rush into a decision of doing it and expecting people to... I don't know where I'm going with this. just don't rush into it and do your research first. And at least be around the business for a year before you decide to win it, because it will be a shock to the system. And it's not cheap.
Yeah, as I say, make sure you have the money to pay people, don't rely on the gates.
Exactly, that as well. Because in wrestling, if you're getting into promoting to make money, then you've gone in with the wrong mindset already. Because I'm not saying a lot of promotions don't, but not every promotion makes money. you'll probably lose more than you make. Obviously, if you're one of the big guys like PCW, Progress, ICW, they'd probably make a bit of money. Probably not a lot, but they'd probably make enough.
Mm.
And then obviously the smaller promotions, they'd probably, 9 out of 10 times, they'd probably break even or make £100 here and there.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get rich, put it that way.
Right, so apart from This Is Wrestling, where else can people see you in the near future?
When's this going out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I'm just getting the calendar up. I'll tell you right there. I have a busy couple of months. I'm wrestling nearly every week.
Wow.
For the next couple of months, which is unusual for me. but on the 23rd of February, which is this Friday,
yeah,
I will be at Grand Pro Wrestling defending my tag team trophy against Ashton Smith and Martin Kirby.
Oh, right. Oh, cool.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
That should be a good match.
Say it again.
That should be a good match, yeah.
Yeah, it should be. That's at Hindley Rose Club in Wigan.
Yep.
So it's not too far from where I am. And then on the 25th of February, which is this Sunday, I'm at WrestlePro.
Yeah.
I'm making my debut there. I'm in a four-way match for the WrestlePro Championship.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Which will have Mr. Williams, Cyanide, and Sam Bailey.
Oh, cool.
So that should be a good match.
It's a good mixture of wrestlers, isn't it? So.
Yeah, it is. I've never wrestled Mr. Williams before or Sam Bailey. Been in the ring with Cyanide a few times, but again,
he's big in real life as he looks on telly.
No comment. And then after that, on the 3rd of March, I'm at Pro Wrestling For You. I'm in another four-way. I can't remember the guys' names I'm with, so you'll have to search that on Pro Wrestling For You. I've never met any of the guys I'm wrestling with, so this will be first time for all of us.
Oh, cool.
And then on the 4th, I'm at UWI. I can't remember what they're called proper. Just give me a sec. They're called Ultimate Wrestling Impact.
Yeah.
That's the one. They're just a new promotion starting up. I'm on then on Sunday on the 4th. I don't know who I'll be wrestling then. And then on the 10th of March, it's This Is Wrestling, which is the promotion I'm running.
Okay.
And then obviously I'll be here all day if I start naming them, so they're just what I've got coming up in the next 2 weeks.
Alright, so before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
I don't really use Twitter, but I have it.
Yeah.
It's Silver Daz. And then I'm mostly on Facebook, so if you search me on Facebook, my wrestling page is Drill, Babyweight Drill?
Yeah, I'll put the link in the description.
So it is. I can't even remember. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
No.
I think it's Babyweight Drill, and that's it, really.
Yeah, This Is Wrestling's got a Twitter. It's This Is Wrestling 1, I think.
But yeah.
Again, I'll put it in the description.
I have nothing to do with the Twitter page on Twitter. I have nothing to do with This Is Wrestling on Twitter, shall I say. I don't touch it.
Yeah, I put all the descriptions in there.
Yes. Yeah, so if you get a response, it's not me. It's one of the other guys. And then we have a This Is Wrestling Facebook page as well, which is called This Is Wrestling. But on the leaflet, it's This Is Wrestling PW.
Hmm.
I'm sure that'll come up on the search as well if you put that. So yeah, nothing exciting, really.
Yeah, cool. So I really enjoy speaking to you. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be on at the end of the year if you want.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to, and then I'll probably have more stories for you.
Yeah, I'd love to have a review of the first year as a promoter. It'll be a brilliant story, I think.
Well, I hope so. You probably mess me around, because I need the first show, but only 15 people turned up. I'm going to cancel the second show. But wrestling-wise, I'm really excited about it this year. I had a good year last year, but I think this year's going to be even better.
Yeah, no. So hopefully actually get you to watch you properly wrestle in the near future.
So. Are you the next Wrestle Ireland show?
Yeah.
Is that I might be wrestling on that one. I might be punching another woman in the face, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That guy you hit on the way out, did he get paid? Because all he did was walk out and get pushed into it.
Which guy?
When you came, when you took that guy's place in the Rumble.
Did he get paid?
I could have done that. Come on, I'll get pushed into a ring post and then go back.
I don't know. If he didn't get paid, he stole the wage. Put it that way. Sorry, Tom.
Right. So, thank you again for coming on. We'll speak again soon.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.